From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is laying out her economic plan for the country Thursday, claiming her proposals would help many U.S. workers, and Republican Donald Trump's plan would benefit only the wealthy. Ahead of Clinton's speech, Trump defended his plan before a home builders group in Florida.
Hillary Clinton's going to make a speech tonight. She's going to raise taxes, $1.3 trillion. I'm going to cut taxes big league, big league. We're having a massive cut in taxes. We're having a massive cut in regulations.
But Trump's message on cutting taxes may have been sidetracked by repeating a comment made earlier, a day earlier that is, where he accused President Barack Obama as being a founder of ISIS.
Our government has unleashed ISIS. I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders. In fact, I think we'll give Hillary Clinton the, you know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP. You get the MVP award. ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award. Her only competition is Barack Obama, between the two.
Donald Trump's controversial statements and blunt attacks on his political opponents have divided the Republican Party, with some leading party members denouncing his candidacy and calling him unfit to lead. Clinton has also been dogged by controversy. Trump says new emails released by the Conservative Judicial Watch prove contributors to a charitable foundation she started with her husband, former President Bill Clinton, got special access to the State Department during her tenure, something the Clinton campaign denies. This is VOA News. Voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The frontrunners are incumbent Edgar Lungwa of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. Political analyst Lee Habosando of Zambia University says the campaign to lead the country has been hard fought.
If it did take place, it is a war crime. And as such, it would require everyone.
If you want to understand, in this country, violence during election has not really been very intense. But this time round, there is very intensive levels of violence. This tells you that then the competition is terribly tough.
At least three people have been killed in pre-election violence in Zambia. If neither of the candidates win a simple majority, there will be a second round of voting. UN officials said Thursday Russia is willing to discuss lengthening the three-hour delay, or rather daily suspension, of military action to allow humanitarian aid into the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. The UN also is investigating reports that a bomb containing chlorine gas was used by the Syrian military in that area. Pakistani officials say Afghan security forces are making efforts to secure the safe release of the crew of a Pakistani helicopter that crashed inside Afghanistan last week while flying to Russia. Residents and officials said all of the men on board survived but were taken hostage by the Taliban insurgents because of a lack of government authority in the area. Members of the anti-state Pakistani Taliban, who are believed to be hiding in border areas of Afghanistan, have also denied involvement. The rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine over Crimea is on the United Nations security agenda Thursday. Russia has accused Kiev of plotting to wage attacks in the disputed peninsula. Ukraine, a non-permanent council member, requested an urgent closed-door meeting to address tensions between the two countries, particularly after Ukraine put its military on alert Thursday. And Russia also planned to step up security in Crimea. Moscow annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014, a military move that has continued to be condemned by world leaders and fuel conflict between the two countries. And Australia has blocked the potential multi-billion-dollar sale of the country's biggest electric network to two Chinese companies, citing national security reasons. The sale would have earned the New South Wales government at least $7.6 billion. Australia's treasurer said the two companies have until next Thursday to appeal his decision. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.